thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Tolerant viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Dahun Uls Province, Channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Shaw, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Otush, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongyao Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, United States moving company customers donate $1 million to an eco organization. In health news, a United Kingdom study finds that dance classes can improve students' behaviour and fitness. In animal news, a goat in Formosa or Taiwan remembers a good deed. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 7th, is the Independence Day of Cote d'Ivoire, commemorating the gaining of its self-rule in 1960. Located between Ghana and Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire has three United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Included is Tai National Park, which is among the last significant areas remaining of West Africa's primary tropical rainforest. Another is the Kamoi National Park, one of the largest protected tracts of land in the region. May the people of Cote d'Ivoire have a memorable Independence Day with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Flooding in southwestern China. Since Sunday, unrelenting rains have caused landslides, mud rock flows, and floods in Chongqing municipality. At least 10 people have perished and over 1.5 million people have been affected, with 123,000 displaced from their homes. More than 10,000 houses have collapsed and 16,000 are damaged.
Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $20,000 in emergency aid on August 6th, asking that our local association members be sent to comfort and help in any way they can, with Master's love and sympathy. This amount could purchase $157,000 in essential items if bought in the United States based on China's cost of living.
Our deep thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her immediate assistance to the storm-affected people. We send our sympathies for the tragic loss of human lives and pray for residents' safety in the rain-swept municipality. With the grace of the Providence, may such troubling calamities be eased through humanity's increased kindness toward all beings.
Thousands evacuated as fires sweep through Canada and Alaska. The Canadian province of British Columbia has been struck by a particularly intense fire season, forcing over 5,000 people from their homes.
On Wednesday, firefighters barely stopped a fire before it blazed through the community of Lillooet, where 2,300 were evacuated. In addition to 3,000 local firefighters, 850 from across the nation have arrived to help extinguish the flames and are being joined by 30 from Australia and New Zealand. Meanwhile, firefighters are also working to control over a dozen fires scorching interior Alaska as the region faces its driest summer and high heat.
A number of residents have voluntarily left their homes and a health advisory has been issued as the city of Fairbanks is covered in a thick shroud of smoke.
On August 6th, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our local association members go if possible to comfort and bring some urgently needed items such as water and baby food, offering $15,000 in emergency aid.
A hero salute all firefighters for your courageous endeavors to calm the flames. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concern and loving care for the most vulnerable. May such dangerous conditions subside with humanity's caring stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
One-third of pigs harbor flu viruses. In the latest official swine flu figures, a count far lower than actual totals, the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control announced 202,151 confirmed cases and 1,550 deaths across 168 countries and territories. Formosa or Taiwan experienced the first cluster of swine flu cases within a hospital, with the Center for Disease Control announcing other severe cases, including a chef being treated in an isolation ward and two young boys.
Alarmingly, in Argentina, the number of people who perished doubled to 337 in the past month, while the country's deputy health minister stated that another 400 deaths were likely caused by swine flu as well. As the pandemic continues its relentless spread, both Iran and the Netherlands are the latest to report their first swine flu fatalities. The casualties in Saudi Arabia jumped to 7 when a 12-year-old girl perished. In Asia, Laos has reported 43 additional cases, bringing the total to 156, while China just confirmed 58 new cases out of 2,210 so far.
In an ad campaign running since May 2009, the U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, cited the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistic that one-third to one-half of pigs on U.S. farms carry evidence of past flu viruses.
The group, whose board of advisors include esteemed vegan nutrition researcher Dr. T. Colin Campbell and famed vegan physicians Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, Dr. John McDougall, and others, called on U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to mandate pig farm closures on grounds of their extreme health risks. PCRM President Neil Bernard, MD, wrote in an article, "There would be no swine flu pandemics without pig farms. These huge pig facilities are unsanitary, inhumane, and extremely dangerous to human health. It's time to shut these flu farms down."
As part of its swine flu campaign, the group has urged the public to send a symbolic billing invoice demanding accountability from the largest pork producers. It reads,
"Please see invoice number 000001 below. Item, amount due. One box of surgical face masks, $11.99. 3 8-ounce bottles of hand sanitizer, $13.97. 10 doses of antiviral flu medication, $95.09. Protecting myself from swine flu likely caused by hog farms, priceless. Tax, constant fear and panic. Total due, incalculable. Sincerely, your name."
We thank the Physicians Committee of Responsible Medicine and all concerned experts raising awareness of the root cause of this pandemic, animal flu farms. Our prayers are with the loved ones of those who have succumbed to this tragic epidemic, as well as those now afflicted and awaiting a safe recovery. May unstoppable diseases such as these be forever removed through widespread adoption of the most humane, cleanest, most preventive organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
U.S. journalist's home following pardon in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Returning to the United States, current TV journalists Lara Ling and Yuna Lee were greeted by eagerly awaiting families. Former President Bill Clinton, whose meeting with Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il had helped secure their release, traveled with them and was met by current TV co-founder and former Vice President Al Gore.
The two journalists thanked the innumerable people to whom they credited their freedom, including the former U.S. President and Vice President, as well as the U.S. State Department, the North Korean Mission to the United Nations, and the Swedish Embassy in North Korea. Our gratefulness, Your Excellencies, former U.S. President Clinton, former U.S. Vice President Gore, North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, and all others whose united efforts helped bring the journalists home. Wishing Ms. Ling and Ms. Lee Heavens abundant blessings in your return to families and everyday lives.
U.S. transfers base control to Iraq. Two bases in Iraq's southern Basra province have been transferred to Iraqi security from U.S. troops. In the upcoming months, the United States plans to reduce troops by half in the Basra province, with complete withdrawal scheduled for the end of 2011. We are grateful to know of this progress towards stability in Iraq. May all Iraqis enjoy deserved peace and security.
Hiroshima mayor calls for nuclear-free world. During a ceremony attended by 50,000 international officials and visitors, Hiroshima Mayor Tadatoshi Akiba marked the 64th anniversary of the first atomic bomb by calling upon the world to become nuclear weapon-free by 2020. He was joined by Prime Minister Taro Aso, who highlighted the importance of Japan's three non-nuclear principles, not to make, own, or harbor nuclear weapons. As white doves, symbolic of peace, were released into the air, Mayor Akiba stated, "Together we can abolish nuclear weapons. Yes, we can." Our respectful accolades and heaven's blessing, Japan, your Honorable Mayor Akiba and your Excellency Prime Minister Aso, for your noble goals of a peaceful nuclear-free world. Surely our united efforts will lead to the soon reality of a harmonious and beautiful earth.
United Arab Emirates to host 33rd America's Cup. In preparation for the prestigious sailing race being launched from Ras Al Khaimah in February 2010, the Emirate is constructing facilities for the participating teams and their sponsors. His Highness Sheikh Saud bin Sakr Al Qasimi, Crown Prince of Ras Al Khaimah, stated, "It is a great moment for us to host the America's Cup here. Our respectful congratulations, Your Highness, and United Arab Emirates for your gracious hosting of the 33rd America's Cup. We look forward to an exciting match next February."
More Colombians disarm. The Colombian government has announced that since August 2002, nearly 20,000 persons from the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, and the National Liberation Army, or ELN, have voluntarily relinquished their weapons, with approximately 265 being surrendered in July. The Colombian government has pledged to provide them with proper treatment. We thank the disarming citizens for your gestures of peace and the Colombian government for your clemency. May all the gentle Colombian people be graced with ever more shared understanding and tranquility.
Iranian president assumes office. On Wednesday, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was inaugurated during an open session of parliament. This marks his second consecutive term in office.
Save our planet. Ancient European forest suffers from climate change. Encompassing an area that includes parts of both Poland and Belarus, the 150,000-hectare Białowieża forest, Europe's last remaining ancient woodlands, has lost 50 centimeters in groundwater levels over the past 30 years and is seeing weakness in some shallow-rooted species like the majestic spruce.
The forest was designated as a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site in 1979 and is home to rare mammals, including 300 European bison. Poland is currently considering forest expansion to further protect natural habitats.
Poland, we applaud your commitment to preserving this magnificent reserve. Let us all stem climate change worldwide by adopting the organic vegan, meaning animal-free, diet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long reminded of the significance of our actions, as during a September 1994 lecture in Singapore, where she explained the benefits of a virtuous lifestyle for the welfare of the earth.
Recently, our world has a lot of disaster, like burning forest, and then that reduce rain, and that in turn also heat up our planet. And then the more it heat up, the more dry the more dry, the less tree, the less trees, the less rain, the less rain, the less tree. And this is the devil's circle. And every corner of the earth affects the whole planet. Therefore, if you yourself, your heart, your mind, your speech, your action are pure, how much beneficial can it be to this planet? The vegetarian diet is good for you. It will purify your spirit, purify your aura, and make you clear inner and outside, and protect you.
Save our planet. Change of heart turns hunter to protector. Olaxis, or Vietnamese, Mr. Nguyen Van Kien, was known well on the island of Phu Quoc for hunting dugongs, a relative of the manatee, until one day when he saw a mother dugong entangled in one of his nets and witnessed the love she showed to her baby as it was crying for her. After seeing the maternal compassion of these wonderful beings, Mr. Nguyen promised not to hunt them again. He now works for the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, visiting nearby villages daily to increase awareness about the importance of protecting rare marine life such as the dugong, which has been classified as vulnerable to extinction. Mr. Nguyen Van Kien, we are moved to hear of your choice toward a new path in life. May your meaningful work help guide others to evermore cherish our fellow co-inhabitants so they may once again flourish on Earth.
Save our planet. U.S. researchers are studying a small plant named Arabidopsis to better understand its exceptional moisture-retaining properties, with findings that could prove beneficial in reducing water consumption while maintaining lush gardens and yards.
Save our planet. The Chinese government has closed down a number of coal-fired power plants 18 months ahead of time, resulting in a 1.1 million ton reduction in annual acid rain-creating emissions and 124 million fewer tons of CO2 per year.
Save our planet. U.S.-based grassroots environmental group Time's Up promotes bicycling in New York City, USA for better health, to save money, and to reduce emissions.
Hi, I'm Hannah the Hippo. I'm a happy vegan, meaning I eat no animal products. For a tip on being frugal, I'd like to share a convenient way to increase your savings. Place all the coins you find in your pocket, purse, or places around the house in a jar on your dresser. When it's full, deposit the contents in your bank account. You'll be surprised how much a little spare change can be. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Charity news. United States moving company customers donate $1 million for preservation of the environment. The gift was given by patrons of U-Haul to the US-based Conservation Fund's Go Zero program. It is a project that plants trees to offset carbon dioxide emissions. Marais du Seigneur National Wildlife Refuge in Kentucky and Red River National Wildlife Refuge in Louisiana are the recipients of the contribution. Our hats off U-Haul and U-Haul customers for your commitment and generosity to reducing the effects of climate change. May more businesses continue to facilitate stewardship to safeguard our marvellous Earth.
In health news, a United Kingdom study finds that dance classes have many benefits for students. Research conducted by Dr. Jean Kay of Roehampton University in London looked at 2,500 children in 29 schools and concluded that dancing the waltz, quickstep or cha-cha-cha brought about positive changes in the behaviour of the young people. In addition, shy youngsters' self-esteem was enhanced and students that had less of interest in sports were encouraged to partake in the physical movements. Our thanks, Dr. Jean Kay, for your light-hearted and nimble-stepping study. May all children be graced with opportunities to develop in happiness and kindness. Up next on Noteworthy News, a rescued goat becomes part of the family. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back with more helping news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a loved field world. In animal news, a goat remembers a good deed. Mr. Wang Yiqing of Gaosheng, Formosa or Taiwan rescued an injured goat, Guai Guai, from the wild 2 years ago and she hasn't forgotten. After the recovery of gentle Guai Guai, a name which means well-behaved or clever in Chinese, Mr. Wang returned her to her natural home. However, at dinner time, she comes back to the Wangs, where she is fed sweet potatoes and is given a place to sleep for the night. We're really touched, grateful Guai Guai. Heaven bless Mr. Wang Yiqing for your loving kindness. May you both continue to spend many delightful times together.
Time for some light-hearted humour with joke of the day entitled The Big Note, told by Supreme Master Qin Hai.
The husband took $1,000 from home and went to casino to play game. After a few hours, he came back home. His wife asked him immediately, "Did that big note give birth to some children?" The husband was crying, saying, "Yes, yes, give her 2 pieces of $10," and said, "Unfortunately, their mother died."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I have no words to appreciate your great, most noble and very compassionate worldwide beneficial program. In 1960, when I arrived in the United Kingdom, very few people were vegetarian. Now in 2009, farmers and meat, fish producers, suppliers are campaigning to convert people to consume their products. Governments are offering millions and billions to slaughter animals and birds when diseases spread. Hope your views will enlighten people not to carry out such dreadful and wanton acts of barbarism towards innocent and harmless, defenseless living species. God is with you in your mission. And I pray human beings will become humane by your efforts. God bless you all. Bakai, from the United Kingdom.
Virtuous Bakai, your encouraging words are much appreciated. We too pray that humanity awakens to our noble responsibility as the guardians of the innocent animals and acts in a manner befitting the children of God. May the time of a vegan paradise be close at hand, with heaven's abundant blessings to you and your loved ones.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be illuminated with harmony and joy. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Affirming his country's recognition of South Ossetia and Abkhazia as independent states, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized that the status is permanent and irreversible.
A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, and the Research Triangle Institute recommends measures to counteract obesity, which is estimated to cost the nation $147 billion U.S. dollars each year.
Palestine's Fatah Party members engage in peaceful rallies to support progressive talks between the Palestinian National Authority and Israel.
The U.S. White House announces that President Barack Obama will chair a United Nations Security Council meeting on nuclear nonproliferation and disarmament during the upcoming summit of the UN General Assembly.
Scottish football manager George Burley announces a ban on alcohol for Scotland's national football players to avoid irresponsible drinking leading up to next week's World Cup qualifier match in Norway.
USA nonprofit Solace for the Children, begun by North Carolina insurance agent Dick Wilson and his wife Patsy, brings Afghan children for 6 week stays to receive free medical treatment and forge meaningful friendships.
Professor Yoshiyuki Sankeya of Tsukuba University in Japan develops an exoskeletal robotic suit that anticipates the wearer's movements, designed to assist the mobility of the injured or disabled.
Saudi Arabia's Minister of Health, Dr. Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Rabia, and Tunisian Health Minister Mander Zenaidi signed cooperation agreements in various healthcare fields.
Besides carrots, spinach, tomatoes, and broccoli are other rich sources of beta-carotene, which is converted to vitamin A in the body to enhance eye health and vision.
The 62nd Locarno Film Festival in Locarno, Switzerland, is featuring 390 films from such diverse genres as Japanese animation, romantic comedy, and documentaries, with 14 that are world premieres.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.